I'm Ken Vincent. The population in the city of Beaumont has nearly quadrupled over the past two decades. That prompted KVCR listener Mario Gonzalez to ask us, with all the people moving to Beaumont, what are plans to build more schools and infrastructure to try to keep up? In part one of our series yesterday, we reported on Beaumont's plans to try to build more schools. That story is posted at our website right now, kvcrnews.org. This morning, in part two, we're looking at plans to build more infrastructure of other sorts in the aftermath of a major public corruption scandal. KVCR reporter Danielle Fox has the story.
Mario Gonzalez moved to Beaumont 3 years ago. He had heard about the affordable homes and highly rated schools, but one thing he didn't know was that the city was just emerging from a massive public corruption scandal.
I know there is a lot of people wondering what's happening just because, you know, the local government, like, there's still that cloud of scandal in the past.
In 2017, five former Beaumont officials pleaded guilty to public corruption charges. They were charged with diverting funds to the tune of $43 million. Practically a whole city bureaucracy was tied up in the scandal. The former city manager, finance director, planning director, economic development director, and the list goes on. Learning about all this prompted Gonzalez to ask the Inland a question, KVCR's community reporting project. He wanted to know, as more and more people move to Beaumont, how is infrastructure going to keep up, especially given the corruption scandal that shook the city? Beaumont Mayor Nancy Carroll said keeping up with infrastructure was tough after the financial recession and government scandal, but now she says things are changing.
What we're doing now is we have gone full bore on trying to ramp up the infrastructure catch-up.
Last year, City Council approved a five-year capital improvement plan for Beaumont to improve and build new roads and expand the city's wastewater treatment plant. Beaumont City Councilman Mike Lara says expanding the wastewater plant is long overdue. When he first got on council in 2014, the plant was already at 75% capacity, which is the maximum you can be at before the State Water Quality Control Board starts to ask what's up.
The sewer capacity of our wastewater treatment plant is at 4 million gallons. So we're at 75% of that already, and so this new expansion will increase that capacity to 6 million gallons.
To cover the costs of these projects, the city is getting funding from a variety of sources, like sales tax, developer fees, and the city's general fund. The wastewater treatment plant project will solely be supported by sewer fees. In the financial breakdown, developer fees cover roughly 24% of the total estimated cost, and some Beaumont community members feel overloaded by the tax contributions they're putting towards all the infrastructure.
Why is this area growing so fast and taking all the resources from those of us that have been here? Because the developers are off the hook.
That's Judy Bingham. She tried to call attention to the city's troubled finances for years. She's frustrated because community members have to pay for infrastructure all over again. Infrastructure that was supposed to have been built years ago when the disgraced city officials were in charge.
Here's the problem. They were paying those taxes thinking that was going to pay for the infrastructure. That's the problem in this town. They paid their taxes, but the infrastructure never got built.
She feels like current city officials are trying to develop their way out of debt, while community members take on the brunt of the costs. But Councilman Lara says he's confident that Beaumont is turning a corner and thinking critically about development.
It's not just allowing developers to build for the sake of building, but to making sure that they do smart development, and we look at infrastructure as a part of that development.
Depending on who you ask in the city of Beaumont, you'll get a wide range of reactions when discussing how infrastructure is keeping up with all the people moving in. So I decided to reach back out to our question asker, Gonzalez, to get his reaction as a relatively new Beaumont resident. He was excited to hear about the new capital improvement plan, but he says learning about how past corruption has impacted infrastructure is frustrating.
It's a little disheartening to know, like, past corruption is affecting residents now. But, I mean, it is refreshing to hear that Mr. Lara and Nancy Carroll seem like they're going to be putting the city back on track.
But he says he sees where residents like Bingham are coming from, and he's glad there are people in town trying to hold local government accountable. Next on his list, taking everything we discussed back to his neighbors, first to share what he learned about how all the rapid growth is affecting Beaumont, and then to grow community power to help improve the situation. For KVCR News, I'm Danielle Fox.
That was part two of our series on how population growth in Beaumont is affecting schools and surrounding infrastructure. To hear part one, visit kvcrnews.org. We'll get part two posted a little later this morning. This series was inspired by KVCR listener Mario Gonzalez, who asked our new community reporting project, The Inland, a question. To find out more about that, go to kvcrnews.org/theinland.